virtue of what occurs out here is basically the fossils are found out in the sort of black soil plains and in the local quarries. And so all this land that you more or less we're driving through now is the bottom of this ancient inland sea. So you've got people like tourists and the local property owners out looking around, and they can find just about anything. So for example, you know, just had a couple of people come in, and some tourists out looking through one of the gravel pits just outside town, and they've turned up a very nice fossil fish. And the nice thing is these pits have produced marine reptile bones and all sorts of bits and pieces from the ancient environment. Hopefully we'll find something new. We'll be able to get another little sort of droplet of information about what's going on in this ancient ecosystem. So this is the fossil fish that was found by the tourists just recently. And effectively what we've done is in the process of excavating it. It's preserved in this really fine shale layers, which are very, very easy to lever up and work. And effectively what's happened is we've cut round the block using a saw, taken all the surrounding rock out and left this sort of pedestal piece here with the fish skeleton covered in the middle of it. What we'll do now is plaster over the entire thing, making a protective jacket, lever the whole block up and take it back to the laboratory. From there we can actually, you know, very carefully remove the surrounding rock and expose the specimen, really seeing what the sort of what's preserved and how much the anatomy's there. What we can tell thus far is effectively we've got a relatively complete fish specimen here, even down to preserved body outlines and scales. It's one of the fantastic specimens that you find in the Cretaceous deposits around Richmond.